Overthinking, a barrier to progress. Overthinking can hold you back. When you think too much, you might not take action. It can stop you from reaching your goals, waste your time, and make you less creative and productive. Even though it might seem like you can't control your thoughts, paying too much attention to them lets them control you. Overthinking makes your thoughts repeat or keep going in circles in your head. These thoughts often blow up things you said or did, making you feel bad about them. These negative thoughts play in your head without your permission, making you doubt yourself and miss out on opportunities. Reprogram your mind. Over time, your brain plays the same broken tunes, messing with your memories. You start believing what your brain tells you and gather proof to back up those beliefs. But you can train your brain to ignore those broken tunes. Instead, replace them with new ones. Repeat these new tunes until they become automatic in your mind. This way, you can stop overthinking and gain control over your thoughts. Choose positive words for positive actions. The words we use can affect how we act and feel. Negative words can make us feel bad and can even harm our health and happiness. But using positive words can make us feel better and healthier. Positive thoughts lead to positive actions, which then lead to more positive thoughts. To stop negative thoughts from controlling us, we can replace them with positive ones. By thinking positively, we can feel hopeful and create new opportunities for ourselves. Improving your thought patterns by check if your thoughts are 1. True, people often believe their thoughts without checking if they're true. This can hold you back, like thinking others are better than you at something. It's important to question these thoughts. 2. Helpful, sometimes, your thoughts might be true but not helpful. For example, if you had a bad conversation, dwelling on it might not help you move forward. 3. Kind thoughts don't judge you. Being non-judgmental towards yourself and others can lead to better performance and innovation. Instead of criticizing yourself when things go wrong, try saying oh well and move on. Instead of being hard on yourself when things go wrong, try to just accept it and move on without judging yourself. Turn down negative thoughts. Instead of trying to switch off your thoughts completely, it's better to lower their volume. Thinking in extremes like all or nothing sets you up for failure. Here are some ways to effectively change your perspective. 1. Exercise. Working out releases chemicals in your brain that make you feel better. 2. Make lists. Writing down what you need to do can help you figure out what's important. 3. Accomplish small tasks. Doing even little things can make you feel like you've achieved something. 4. Distract yourself. Hobbies like puzzles, knitting, reading, or listening to podcasts can take your mind off negative thoughts. 5. Take a walk outside. Being in nature can be calming and give you a break from stress. 6. Breathe. Deep breathing can help you relax when you're feeling overwhelmed. Sharing your worries with friends can help you see things in a different light. They might understand what you're going through and offer helpful advice. Replace broken soundtracks. Replace the background noise in your mind with songs you enjoy. You always hear your thoughts, so pick what you want to hear. If you don't have new songs, look around you for inspiration. You can borrow from others or write down phrases that resonate with you. When you hear simple words like nothing good is ever easy, remember them. They might help you when you're feeling down during tough times or a new project. Instead of doubting yourself when trying something new, remember that no one is good at things they've never done before. Use encouraging phrases to replace negative thoughts. This way, you'll have uplifting words ready when you need them. To improve your life, follow these steps. 1. Define your goals. Figure out what you want to achieve, like feeling more confident in sales meetings or staying motivated to run, even when it's cold outside. 2. Swap out negative thoughts. Get rid of old, negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. For example, instead of doubting yourself in a sales meeting, remind yourself that you have valuable ideas to share. When you're struggling to go for a run, focus on how great you'll feel afterward. 3. Take action. Once you've got your new soundtracks, put them into action. Prepare for your sales meeting by doing research and solidifying your understanding. If it's too cold to run outside, consider using a treadmill instead. Keep track of your new soundtracks in a notebook. Having these positive thoughts handy will help motivate you to take action and achieve your goals. Flip negative thoughts. When your mind gets stuck on ideas like everything, nothing, or forever, it's like a broken record. For instance, You might feel like nothing you do will help in a tough situation, or that none of your skills transfer to today's job market. Even organizations can get trapped in these negative stories. But there's a way out. Instead of dwelling on absolutes, try looking at things differently. 1. Curiosity, not criticism. Instead of being critical, get curious. 2. What if I succeed? Instead of worrying about failing, think about what if you succeed. 3. Considering possibilities, instead of dismissing ideas outright, wonder how they could work. Tiffany from South Carolina, for instance, changed her tune about math. She used to believe she'd never be good at it. But when she got a job in payroll, she realized she enjoyed and was good at everyday math, just not algebra or geometry. So, she learned she could succeed in math after all. Change your mindset with positive affirmations. If you find yourself stuck in negative thinking patterns, it can be hard to break free. Use positive affirmations. These are motivational soundtracks that you repeat to yourself, and they can change the way you see the world. According to Zig Ziglar, a famous speaker, you can start by standing in front of a mirror every morning and evening for 30 days. Then, say positive things about yourself or your day. It might feel strange at first, but over time, it can make a big difference. By doing this, you're rewiring your brain. Instead of automatically thinking negative thoughts, you'll start to think more positively. This can help you deal with everyday challenges better and feel more optimistic overall. Optimism in action. When Tom Ziglar, Zig's 16-year-old son, applied for a job, he used positive thoughts to deal with his lack of experience and got the job. Tom learned from his dad to focus on how he responds to situations, not just reacting to them. For instance, sometimes flights get delayed, which can be frustrating. But instead of getting upset, you can use that time to catch up on important work. This way, you turn a problem into a win. If you start your day with a positive outlook, it helps you avoid getting caught up in problems and lets you concentrate on finding answers. Positive affirmation study. In a research study testing Ziglar's 30-day positive affirmation idea, 10,000 people agreed to say 10 positive statements in front of a mirror twice a day. They said these phrases in the morning to start their day positively and at night to calm their thoughts. The statements aimed at areas where overthinking usually stops people from acting. For example, 1. Momentum is messy, talks about not being too perfect. 2. I've got a gift worth giving, is about knowing your value. 3. I am the CEO of me, and I am the best boss, means taking responsibility for yourself. The study found that when people repeated these positive affirmations, they overthought less, did more, felt better, and were more likely to achieve their goals. Companies also benefit when they use similar positive messages to boost creativity, productivity, and performance. Overcome negative thoughts with evidence. When you keep replaying negative thoughts in your mind, it's like having a little voice inside that always tries to drag you down. It makes you focus on mistakes and doubts, making it hard to believe in anything positive. But if you start telling yourself good things, something interesting happens. You start noticing good things happening around you. It's like your mind starts looking for evidence to support those positive thoughts. For example, imagine you mess up something. That negative voice in your head will remind you of all the times you've messed up before, trying to make you feel bad. But if you're telling yourself positive stuff, you might see that mistake as a chance to learn or to find something better to do. Like if a meeting gets canceled, instead of feeling bad about it, you might see it as an opportunity to catch up on work. Or if your plans get delayed, you might see it as extra time to spend with your family. Combat negative thoughts by questioning their validity and focusing on the truth. If you've been hearing the same negative ideas without proof for a long time, challenge them and consciously replace them with positive ones. Use symbols for positivity. People use symbols to remind themselves of positive experiences or goals. For example, a library director in Nebraska keeps a rock on her desk to remember a challenging hike she accomplished. Similarly, two writers in Utah stick encouraging messages on their rejection letters to stay focused on future success. Just like the Nike swoosh or Livestrong's yellow bracelet, symbols can send powerful messages. To discover your symbol, pick something personal like a favorite photo or a cheerful note from a friend. Remember, what works for others might not work for you. Keep your symbol visible so you see it every day, like a tattoo rather than a shirt hanging in your closet. You can also consider other options, like a favorite mug that reminds you of a great trip, a compass to remind you to keep moving forward, or a race bib that inspires you to achieve more. Key points. 1. Overthinking hinders productivity and creativity, leading to missed opportunities. 2. Challenge negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations to control your mindset. 3. Engage in activities like exercise, planning, and distraction to lower the volume of negative thoughts. 4. Build a personal motivational playlist with uplifting phrases to tackle challenges and boost confidence. 5. Utilize Zig Ziglar's mirror method and positive affirmations to rewire your brain for success. 6. Recognize the power of symbols in maintaining positivity and motivation. 7. Focus on responding positively to challenges rather than reacting negatively.